Time for another Taco Tuesday with Amber Points. Did I mess up already?
No, I think that's good.
Taco Tuesday. Paul Ramo filling in for Maynard Meyer with Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. I can't say it. What's going on? Does that sound all right?
It does sound all right.
Okay. Sounds funny. Did you come up with that name?
I did. Yeah, because it's Taco Tuesday. Everyone loves tacos, right? But we taco about nutrition.
There you go. Love it. You're so creative, Amber.
Oh, thank you.
Amber Boynes joins us from...
Immune Nutrition.
You were in the 4th of July, or the parade, Madison Parade.
I was, yes. And then also up at Madison Healthcare. So people can come see me up there, too.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's jump right into it. You've got a special thing going on here. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, with MHS, we've got our Nutrition Bingo Challenge going on. And it's all sorts of fun nutrition stuff. But this week, our focus is meal planning. And of course, everything is based off of a pun, right, from a classic rock song.
Yeah. Yep.
So today is Take on Meal Planning.
Take on Meal Planning.
You know Take on Me by A-ha. Everybody can take a little listen. I know we've got it in the computer here, too. Okay. But Take on Me, put that on your playlist this week. But add that meal planning onto it. And I think all of us can relate to those moments of getting home after a day of work or getting home after a day of whatever and saying to ourselves or our significant other or whoever, what do you want to do for supper?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
My wife just asked me that 15 minutes ago.
Exactly, right?
Yep.
And we end up in this situation every single day. And it becomes stressful, honestly. It becomes something that people dread, is trying to figure out what they're going to cook for a meal. And it doesn't matter if you're cooking for one or a family of six.
Right.
People have this feeling every single day.
Yep.
So I know meal planning can feel overwhelming, and we have two bingo squares this week that we're going to kind of hit on here. So the ones I want people to look at, if you've got your bingo cards there, if you don't have a bingo card, you can get one up at MHS.
Okay. Mine's at home.
Perfect.
I already crossed some things out.
That's great. And this week you'll be able to cross off maybe find a new recipe and meal plan for 1 week. Now, when we meal plan for 1 week, we're going to talk about those strategies, because it doesn't mean we have to sit down and think about what we're going to do for all 7 days at one time. There's different ways we can approach this.
Okay.
So whatever people are ready to do, hopefully we can come up with some suggestions. But meal planning feels like a little bit of a swear word when I say it, because everybody cringes when I recommend it. And I get it. It's not like our home is perfect with meal planning either. Life gets busy. Schedules change. Things happen. But when we do meal plan, not only do we save all of that stress of dreading what we're going to make every night or figuring out what we're going to make every night, we also save money. We tend to eat more nourishing meals, and we tend to just have better health long term. So having that plan going into the week does a lot for us. Mm-hmm. Does a lot for our wallet. Yep. It does a lot for our body. It does a lot for our mind.
Yep.
But even knowing that, and a lot of people know that meal planning can be beneficial, even with that, we tend to struggle with it for a lot of reasons. Time. People have to think about, all right, when am I going to sit down between all of these different things that I'm doing? When am I actually going to sit down and plan it?
Right.
So that has to be something we intentionally put on our schedule. Something we call decision fatigue. Decision fatigue is even just the exhaustion with all of the decisions we have to make. The average person makes tens of thousands of decisions every day. We don't even think about all the decisions we're making when we make them. We make so many.
Yep.
Fear of boredom. So people feel like if I'm telling you to meal plan, it means we have to be putting in like chicken and broccoli or something that is just, the same thing for every meal. And we're not looking for that either. So again, let's talk about some strategies here, how we can implement this despite all of those barriers in some simple ways. So my favorite.
What's your favorite, Amber?
My favorite way to do this is a stack of note cards.
Hmm.
We have a stack of note cards at our house that have meals on them. And it either has the meal name on one side and the ingredients on the back, or just where I found the recipe. But then at the beginning of the week, if you're cooking for other people, that burden of planning for the week doesn't fall on one person. Hmm. Everybody goes through that stack and picks out
what they want.
What they want.
Nice.
Everybody is also invested. So I love this one for families who say they have picky eaters. Because if you have a kid who doesn't like to eat a lot of things, there's at least one night that week that they selected. And it might say chicken nuggets, right? But then we do chicken nuggets and veggies and some kind of a fruit, and we just make it a more complete meal. Okay. But we invest everybody who's eating in it. Even a household of two. Yep. Like you said, your wife asked you, what do you want to have for supper?
Just about every night.
Exactly. Because it's exhausting to be that person who's responsible for coming up with what to cook and then cooking it. So beginning of the week, you just divvy it up. Each pick out two. If you're a family of, if you're a household of two, everybody picks out, or both of you pick out two. The other three, you either have leftovers, you go out to eat, you have nights where you don't do stuff. That's okay. Every single night doesn't have to be planned. We then will either put it up on the fridge or put it on. We used to have little clippy things we would hang it on, but you have it out there somewhere so you know what you're making. You can also just plan each night. So not for that night though. We're going to plan for the next day.
Okay.
So after you've had your evening meal, you've cleaned up, you've done all of that, it's just taking 5 minutes to look in your fridge, your freezer, your pantry and think about, what am I going to cook tomorrow? Is there something I need to take out of the freezer to thaw? Is there something I need to stop at the grocery store and pick up? But we're going to plan the night before.
Okay.
And that way, it's not this mental burden of thinking about
stress,
all these meals, right? Yeah. It's just one night in advance. Yeah. If you have time and you like to look around, I've meal planned based on sales before. What's on sale at the grocery store? Okay. Am I going to have a chance to go somewhere and buy things in bulk? Kind of planning based off of what's accessible and what's available, especially for people who live locally and maybe are limited in what they're able to get. Building off of sale items and building off of what you have, you can still get incredibly nourishing meals. And then my last one that I really love doing, sometimes we meal plan based off of themes.
Themes?
Yeah.
What do you mean, themes?
So like maybe every Tuesday night we do some kind of Mexican meal. Okay. Every Wednesday night we do some kind of hot dish. Exactly. So if you have that on there that, you know, these different nights of the week, Fridays are always pizza, but maybe you do homemade pizzas. Maybe you do zucchini pizza bites one night. But you have a theme so you don't have to come up with a whole new idea. You're just coming up with an idea within that realm, and it can repeat, and that's okay.
You know, that's a great idea to do a theme night like that.
It's so fun.
You kind of know what's coming up even a week ahead of time.
Exactly.
Like in our household, Sunday night is popcorn night. We really don't have a meal, but we know we're doing popcorn.
And that's okay. Yeah. Having those things, again, it takes out that stress. It just gives you an opportunity to make it a little bit more fun, too. It doesn't matter what age you are. I'm a sucker for a good theme.
Yep.
A good theme party, a good theme costume. It doesn't matter what it is.
You're good at that.
We're sitting here doing an 80s classic rock themed pun challenge, right? Themes can make things more exciting. So if you just have that in there, that structure in there, things you know you like, one can be sandwiches or wraps. It can be soups. It can be hot dish, whatever you like to eat. Yep.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
Just by my experience with my wife and I, it's, we don't have that. She has to write out a grocery list to make sure all them ingredients are there. And that takes a lot of time.
Yes.
And then to go get it.
It can be overwhelming.
Time consuming.
There are apps that can help with that if people want to do an app. I'm not a huge proponent of adding in more technology to our lives. But there are things you can do. Like, I don't know if I've told you, I recently discovered AI. Oh. Have you done much with AI?
Yep, artificial intelligence.
Yes, yeah. Pros and cons to it.
Yep.
One of the things I do like it for, though, is if those recipes are online or if you can even take a picture with your phone, it will create a grocery list for you.
Oh, wow.
It can save all of that stress because I'm with her. I don't like writing out that grocery list. I don't mind the meal planning. I don't mind the shopping. But that grocery list can just feel...
Yep.
Like a lot.
Yep. Stress.
Exactly. So if you use one of those AI systems, that can be a good use of it, is putting in your own recipes. You can use it to meal plan, but it can just make your grocery list for you.
All right.
Yeah. Easy, right?
Yeah. Easy. Good advice there, Amber.
I know it's not easy. So,
yep.
And then just remember to save those leftovers. Yep. Put them in the freezer. Can save you a whole meal planning night.
I know we're running out of time here, but I know a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night is their meal planning, their prep.
Yeah.
I mean, they cook for the whole week, put them in Tupperware boxes and put them in the fridge. So it's already made, it's already done, but they spend a lot of time on Sunday night doing that.
Yes, but if you consider that family time, you consider that an investment in your health, it's not wasted time, right?
Right.
It's just a few hours that you spend getting everything ready for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, go through what you're doing up the card again.
Yeah, so we've got those bingo cards. You
can
pick them.
How can they get them?
You can pick them up at the clinic in Madison. Go into that front desk, and they'll have those cards there for you. You check off 12 of the 16 squares over the next 5 weeks now.
That's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do at all. It just, our goal is to really make you a little bit more mindful about what you've got going on with your nutrition. And then you turn that card back in, you'll get entered for some prizes at the end of it.
All right, and you're going to keep doing with this for a couple more weeks, right?
Yep, we've got four more weeks
four
of this.
4 weeks, so. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, meal planning, good subject.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks, Amber, for coming in.
Thank you.
Amber Boyens with another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.